Okay, Stacy, are you in the remaining in the room we're in?
I am here and I am ready whenever you are to post the link to the water sustainability Padlet in the chat.
Okay,
So,
I
were there
think
any
I'm ready.
comments that you have? You ready? All right, I'm going to go ahead and do that. It's going to go to everyone, but I've made a note saying this is for the water sustainability. So here we go.
This Howard, I'm trying to get into breakout room one, but I can't figure out how to do it. When I click on participants, I can click on my name, but it doesn't invite me anywhere. It doesn't move me anywhere. So I can't figure out how to get to room one.
So before Sally jumps in, because Sally could help you out in a pinch, but let me give this a try quick. On the bottom of your screen where you see security, participants, share links, chat, record, do you see a more button with three little dots over it?
No.
No? Okay. Then I'm going to have Sandy hop in and help you. So, if in the message you could send a private message to Sally Olson, she will give you a hand and do some troubleshooting with you. So, do you see in your chat where there's a to line? And right now it probably says anybody, everyone. If you click on the everyone, find Sally's name, Sally Olson, and click on that. Send Sally a private message and she'll do a little coaching for you to get you to where you want to be. Okay.
Okay, I've sent a message.
Okay, just hang tight and she'll help you out. Jim, go ahead.
Okay, you should see the Padlet. Everyone able to look at six columns, one through five plus another. These are the five issues that we're going to talk about today. So we don't have a lot of time for these. The way we'll proceed through one through five. And what we're really looking for is your input, your suggestions, your comments. If you have questions, you can also type them in and I will try to answer them. So the first one is about the 1989 Groundwater Act. It's probably time that we update the 1989 Groundwater Act. It was fundamental to the protection of groundwater. It solidified efforts to protect groundwater in the state of Minnesota and has been viewed as an example and by many others in other states. It's been really important to groundwater management in Minnesota. It's a comprehensive act. It's about 120 pages long. The Minnesota Groundwater Association is now in the process of reviewing the act. So it is 30 years old. And it doesn't address some emerging threats or laws that have been passed since the act, which could be incorporated. The review and any revision should be retrospective and prospective both. Any changes really would be important to include the Minnesota Groundwater Association review, which is not complete yet. That review is in draft form. It next needs to be approved by the Minnesota Groundwater Association Board and has to be reviewed by the agencies and other stakeholders need to have input. So we may want to wait a bit until that report is out and the agencies have had a time to comment it. But I think this is an important time to consider that revision. And to ask for your input about what you think needs to be included. It should address emerging issues and consolidate post-act laws and rules. So the question here is, what are your comments and what should be in your minds considered in a possible revision of the 89 Act? And if you're willing to ask questions or type those things in any of those boxes underlying P1, this would be a great time.
And Jim, if I can just interrupt to remind people, Jim's talking about column one. It's got a number one at the top. And if you want to scroll down to see the other questions that he'll be going through, remember that there's that dark gray vertical toggle bar right to the right of that column. You just have to put your cursor over it and drag it down. That will allow you to scroll down to the bottom where you'll see a yellow box at the very bottom for any additional comments or questions that you have. So that's kind of the end zone there. Back to you, Jim.
So with that, we really want to turn this over to you to spend a little bit of time with this column and add your comments. Tell us what you think might be important and what should be considered and whether this revision of this act is important this time. So with that, looking for comments or questions.
So my job here, this is Stacy again, is just to watch how things have been filling up in this particular column. And when it looks like it's slowing down, Jim and I will turn your attention to the second column. So go ahead, put your thoughts into this first column. I'll watch it along with Jim to see when it's time to move to the next one.
And I'm not seeing a lot of comments at this point. Stacy, are you?
So just so everyone knows, I'm not able to figure out why those of you that can't move over to the other room are not seeing on the bottom of your screen either the three dots for more or the four square. So Sandy kind of hopped in and is trying to figure out too.
Okay, this is Howard. I have breakout rooms, the four squares, but and I can open it, but it doesn't let me move into it.
So
I can't figure out how to move into it once I open the breakout room in progress.
If you scroll down, you don't see anything that says join, like scroll down.
No. I've scrolled to the bottom. I don't see join. I click on participants and I don't see join. I see invite and mute me, but I don't see join.
Yeah, I do not see the four boxes or the dots with the more.
Yeah, I've got the four boxes, but it does, and I can see who's in room one, but I can't get into it.
We do have people in the other session, however.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, there's 23 people in room one, but I'm not one of them.
So if you see where it says room one and then over to the right, there's the blue word join.
No, there's the number 23, but there's no word join.
Is there someone in this room that's the host that can just automatically move them? That's usually always an option.
Right, I sent two emails.
Right. I'm assigning you, Howard, to room one.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Anybody else having trouble?
Yeah, now a box has come up, so let me try it.
Representative Polson, I just sent you to room one.
Yeah, this is John Martin. I'm having the same problem. That icon is not showing up on my screen. If I go to, even when I go to full screen, I'm just not.
Okay, apologies. I'll send you to room one right now.
So there are a few comments and a few hearts showing up here. Not a lot of comments. One is needs to be able to address issues like the water train. We'll talk about that in a bit. Deals with other states' interests in our water, which is important. So we'll give it another minute. I'm not seeing a lot of other comments or questions. So we'll move on in a bit. If someone wants to ask a question, if you can unmute yourself, we can do it that way as well. Okay.
You ready to move to the second call?
I think we are. So
Okay,
we're moving to column two now. This column deals. Hello. Yes.
Jim, this is Lynn Marcus. I'm a slow typer, and I have a misfunctioning M key, and so it slows me down even more. And I did type in something as quick as I could on the bottom of the first. It wasn't quite the way I wanted to say it, but I was trying to put in something really fast.
About the water train, is that correct?
No, it was not. And I think I showed up as anonymous, but it's what I said is, do we have a water hierarchy of values in it, meaning the Water Protection Act? I'd like to see a water hierarchy, something like the waste management hierarchy, where we would look at conservation to be fully implemented prior to other options, and then recycle surface water for surface uses, and then third, consider other alternatives as needed.
Good. I don't see that comment, but it's
Jim, I see it. It's down at the very bottom of column one in the yellow box. Thanks, Lynn. I see it there.
Yeah. Okay. I don't, but that being said, it's a good comment. You know, certainly there's a priority assigned to appropriated water. Those follow the state's priority system. A good question and something that ought to be considered.
Thank you.
Thanks. Let's move on to column two if we can here. This is about climate change, and there are really two different topics here that are combined. One is about climate change and drought planning. This is probably a really appropriate time to talk about this. You know, it's possible that our drought planning efforts, there is an interagency group that addresses conditions that need to be considered during drought planning. The DNR is certainly the on the front line here in terms of water appropriations, but we may need better policy and planning for drought and for changes to our water resources. Climate models suggest that there'll be more precipitation at some times and more variability and intervening dry spells. Our water resources are going to be affected. We're seeing that now. The path forward for this one might be hearings leading to enhanced drought and climate planning and drought planning and changes in water management based on EQB's climate change report. So those of you who are not familiar with that, that would be the foundation, specifically addressing things like safe drinking water, protecting and improving water quality as climate changes, infrastructure changes, holding water and reducing runoff and promoting resiliency, surface water quality and interactions between groundwater and surface water. So with that, you know, what should be considered if there were a program moving forward that would address climate change and effects on water. So with that, I would really appreciate your comments or questions.
So we're starting to get some folks that are I always think of it as sharing their love. They're clicking on the heart button, agreeing with what's posted there. Plenty of time and space here for you to add a comment under each of these categories, such as what your thoughts are about drought planning. And if there's more on your mind, I see some people starting to use the space in the yellow box at the very bottom of that column. With other thoughts that didn't quite fit in one of the boxes up above, and that's fine too.
So the affirmation with the hearts is good. I think
affirmation with the hearts is great.
And of course that follows on a survey that was done that really resulted in bringing these issues forward, but would really appreciate comments and questions you might have. And there is time. This process will be available if you want to think about it and add comments later on.
Yep. And this is Stacy again. I'll just follow up on that. The best thing to do is to save this link to this Padlet so that you can go back or encourage others to go back and add their comments. It'll be available until August 6th. So you've got plenty of time to do more thinking, to share it. Yeah, everything you add will be very helpful to this process.
Stacy, I see a little dialogue box here saying Padlet updated elsewhere, update. Do you know what that means?
Did that come straight to you? I'm not seeing it pop up. You saw this in your chat?
No, it's not in the chat. It's right in the middle of the screen. I hesitate to press the update, but...
Good idea.
So... So there is a... there are several comments about the importance of infrastructure upgrades, infrastructure resiliency, precipitation intensity, large rainfalls, although we could use those right now. But that variability is something that we really need to build into our infrastructure. So I'll give this another minute or so.
And I see a question about whether both water quality and water quantity Padlets will be posted in chat. Yes, I can make sure that both are posted in there and you can grab both of them.
So if you wanted to be in both of these, you have that opportunity to make comments, and that's great. Okay, I think we can move on. So we'll move on to column three. This is about water appropriations, interbasin transport and protection. So I think you all know that interbasin water transfers have become an important issue. You hear more comments about our water resources and our abundance of water relative to other states. You know, recently there was a Lakeville-based company that filed an application to drill wells in Dakota County and ship that water by rail to the west. It would amount to about 500 million gallons a year. The proposal in this case was not approved because the Mount Simon aquifer is protected from additional significant appropriators. So in this case, it was not approved, but it kind of set a precedence. And I think it's unclear outside of that aquifer and outside of water from the Great Lakes, from Lake Superior protected by the Great Lakes Compact, whether a similar proposal from a different aquifer would be able to be denied. I think the Commerce Act is something that needs to be understood and considered. So, you know, I think the path forward here is we really need to review and revise and take a look at the water appropriation policy and to provide recommendations from the legislature in a bill. So with that, questions or comments, or what are we missing here? And is this important? And I give you time to react to this.
And just Jim, a heads up to those. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, just a quick question. Didn't we pass something in the last legislative session that prohibited transfer of water outstate?
There was something passed, but I think the overall policy still needs to be revised. That prohibited a transfer of a certain distance, but I think we need to still look at this and see if that's sufficient. So there was some action.
Thank you, Jim.
And this is Stacy. Just a reminder to everybody, I did, per your request, post the link to the other breakout Padlet on water quality in the chat. So go ahead and look over there, copy that link so you've got it. And you can go over at will and put your thoughts in on the other Padlet when you're ready.
Yeah, Lynn has a question about the Commerce Clause. And you know, I think that, and my understanding of that is that it prohibits one state from building walls that would prohibit the transfer of one resource or goods from one state to another, you know, would imply that there couldn't be tariffs established for something like that, for example, between states. So that may affect the state's ability to prohibit transfers. And I think that's something that at least I don't fully understand. And I think that would be important for us to explore and understand. Any other questions? Okay. I think we probably, Stacy can move on.
Very good.
To four. Column four is about water retention and involves both Greater Minnesota and Metro water retention issues, which are different, but both need to be considered. So, you know, we all know that agricultural drainage is important. It provides many benefits. However, drainage does accelerate the transport of water from fields, and there are a lot of downstream issues that affect water quality and flooding. So what might be the path? And I think you all know that the legislature passed a bill which will begin this process of looking at appropriate places for water retention and supporting them in the Minnesota River Basin. But I think in an overall policy and direction statewide is still needed. So I think what is the path forward here? I think we need to see if we can agree that efforts need to be applied that increase water retention. There are hearings and discussion to assess structures to reduce peak floods, assess mitigation efforts, and find the best ways to keep water and land. To build on the work that's being done by the One Watershed, One Planning process. But what have we missed here? And that's what we're really looking for. The second issue is about urban stormwater. water retention in the metro in particular is promoted and required in many cases. It reduces erosion, increases groundwater recharge, is thought to improve water quality, but I think the impacts on water quality and groundwater from these retention basins really are not very well understood. So I think we need to assess the impacts of urban water storage. Research and policy are needed to ensure that we don't degrade groundwater quality when we retain surface water runoff on sites. Hearings are needed to explore where infiltration should be encouraged and probably where it's not appropriate. I think a report from the MPCA would be a first step to drive policy. And again, here looking at topics that we may have missed or that are important or questions you may have. I'm seeing some hearts here, but any questions you might be able to, if you can unmute and ask them, that'd be fine as well.
And this is a reminder, this is Stacy on this column, that there is more after the first yellow box in this column. So keep scrolling down. You can see the second half of the topic for this column after that first yellow box. So there's plenty already in there and lots of rooms for your responses or, hey, what about, or, oh my gosh, don't forget, or whatever else is on your mind with all of these different breakout aspects of this larger topic.
Okay, not seeing a lot of comments. Anybody have any questions? Otherwise, we can move on to number five. Stacy, are you ready?
Yep, go ahead. Okay.
So number five is about groundwater recharge. We're beginning to understand as a state that there are areas where we may be able to and need to enhance groundwater recharge. We're starting to see, if you're reading about the drought, there are wells in some parts of the state, particularly Northwest, where shallow wells are running out of water. That's a concern. Groundwater levels in some areas are declining. Enhanced recharge can increase natural recharge. It can be accomplished in a couple of ways, both surface infiltration or injection wells. Enhanced recharge is a common practice in many states, not so much in Minnesota, where the practice generally is discouraged. The legislature has funded a really good report by the Freshwater Society and the university that looks at the feasibility of enhanced recharge in several areas. So that's a really great start and a really good piece of work. I think we need to move this forward and try to establish policy within the state that would encourage or allow groundwater, enhanced groundwater recharge in certain areas, and would define appropriate areas and aquifers for that practice. So with that, asking what your questions are, what's missed. Pretty quiet group here today. So, Stacy, I think we've gone through these. Not a lot of comments on any of them. I'll take the best spin on that and say that in general,
you're on the right track.
We're on the right track. We have some time. There are a couple of options here. One, it'd be great, I think, to just hear some general comments about this process and what you think about it. You know, it's maybe not ideal. It'd be better if we were all able to meet in person. But given where we are with things right now, I think this is an opportunity to get some input. So if anyone has any comments, that'd be great. I think also, Stacy, we have the option for people to join the other breakout room.
Yeah, we do. So a couple things. One, I've opened up a blank document. So if you do have comments that you'd like to share on the process, I'll capture those and make sure that they get over to the organizers and my colleague, who's the lead person on this.
I'm not seeing that column.
Oh, no, I've added just a blank on a different screen. I'll just capture it myself. I can't add columns because I don't have the rights to do that.
Okay.
But know that if you've got some comments on the process, we'll capture those. And then in terms of going over to the other Padlet so you can put your or share your input on that one, probably the easiest thing to do is to grab the link that I put in the chat. It's just up a couple. There you should see it, Water Quality Padlet. Just copy that link, paste it into your search engine. And I don't think you need to worry about transferring into the other breakout room because you know what needs to be done, right? You can read the topics, you can scroll down each one and put your comments in. So that's probably the quickest, easiest way of just using this time to go over and to complete that work.
I'm sorry, Stacy. I actually can just click on everyone and assign them to the other room. I can just go right
through. That's where I was going next. Yep, that's where I was going next. So Sally is here and ready to pop you over so you can hear what might be discussed.
Yep. So if everyone's okay with that, I'm going to go ahead and just move everybody into the other room. Is that okay? If they want to leave the call, they can or no?
And if you have comments about the process in general, we'd like to hear those. And there you have time to add comments in the Padlet for a week or so.
Yep, until August 6th.
Okay,
well, I'm going to just start moving everybody into the next room. And again, if they don't want to be in that room, because they're only about halfway done, they can feel free to just leave the room. But I'm going to start assigning everyone now.
Very good. Thank you.
You bet.
Sandy, does someone need to stay in the main room at all for the meeting to work? I mean, I can stay here if it does.
Oh, God, just keep it on. Yes, but don't worry about anything. Yeah, just in case for recording.
And I'll stay here too.
Are you sure?
Well, just I'll stay here until we know everything is ready.
Okay, so I'll move you over
just
last.
Hold me back.
I'm going to move Jim right now.
Okay.
And then I'll probably stop the recording since it's just, I'm just holding the room.
Okay, sure, and then what I'll do. All right, so assign. Okay, so why are there still some people in here? All right, Sally, I'm going to leave you in here. Stacy, I'm now going to assign you, okay?
Oh, okay.
To go over.
That's fine.
Is that okay? Because Sally will handle anything as far as that goes.
There's no other names that I can move people, so.
Okay.
Oh, wait, yeah.
The only odd thing is why am I still seeing DMC's iPad on this screen? And I'm also seeing Chris Eaton. I'm not able to move, it says he hasn't joined and that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, so I see you looking. Grayed out.
Yeah, hi. For some reason it says not joined DMC. So I can't get you, and I see you right there, but it's not allowing me to move you to the other meeting, unfortunately.
I think I can live with that.
I appreciate that. Okay, sorry about that.
I'll be filing suit in the morning, don't worry.
Yeah, okay. Sandy Most, MOST. Thank you. And I can't get Chris over there either, darn it. It says not joined and I don't know why.
She's important to move.
I know, right? So that one I'm more worried about.
You should be.
Oh my gosh, I don't know what to do here. It says not joined and it won't let me do it. So I will send her a message.
I don't think she's there right now.
No, she's not.